Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, beloved, and welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Prophetess Deborah Tytler. It is a blessing to be with you once again today. We're thanking God for his goodness and his mercy, and we're also thanking the Lord for seeing us through the Thanksgiving holidays, and I pray that you had a blessed time during the holiday period. Now, I want you to get your Bibles and join me for the next few minutes. We're going into the Word of God. We're going to share a message with you today entitled, The Spirit-Controlled Life. We are veering off from our teaching we've been doing on the end time prophecy. We will pick that up on our next broadcast if the Lord says the same. But we want to just share this message with you today. Get your Bibles and join us, amen, for the next few minutes. If you'd like to call in, amen, you're welcome to do so. Glory to God, and join us today. If you have any comments or questions, we do invite you to call in. The number to call in is 718-664-9578. We invite you to call in today. If you have any prayer requests, praise reports, amen, you're free to let us know that, and amen, we'll pray with you, amen, and fellowship with you on the broadcast today. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. Lord, we ask as we go into your word that, Father, you'll anoint your word, anoint every listener. Father, help us, Lord God, to be led by your spirit. Father, touch this word today. Anoint it. Let it go down in our hearts, Father God, and activate in our lives, Father God, and help us to draw closer to you, Father God. Give us a greater hunger and a thirst after your word. We're thanking you for every listener, Father God. Minister on today as only you can, and we thank you for it now. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray, amen. Now, I want you to turn to Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. We're going to be talking about the spirit-controlled life. How many of you know that in this hour and in this day, it's very, very important that we be led by the Spirit of God? Many are led by self, flesh, people, this and that. But, you know, the Bible says that if we're led of the Spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. And that's what we're going to talk about, the importance of being spirit-controlled, spirit-led. So the scripture in Galatians chapter 5, beginning at verse 16, it says this, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would." Verse 18, "But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law." Amen. Now, the law, as we know, limits us to the lower nature. Whenever we abide by, and what I mean by the law, our natural flesh, when we walk in flesh, we are subject to the carnal nature, and we allow this carnal nature to control us, amen, that we're not walking in the Spirit, we're not abiding by what the Word of God says, and we're not actually free, because the law, lower nature, limits us, and it binds us to the dictates and appetites of the flesh. So when we mind the flesh, we're not minding the Spirit. We can't do them both. Amen. You're either walking in the Spirit or walking in the flesh. And beloved, believe me, you can walk victoriously in the Spirit every day. Glory to God, because it's in the Word of God. We just read this, that it's giving us a command, basically. It's telling us, amen, Paul is telling us exactly how to maintain our liberty, and that is by walking in the Spirit. If we walk in the Spirit, we'll be more sensitive to God. Amen. We'll have greater clarity. Our direction will be defined. Instruction we'll get from God, from the Holy Spirit. And he's able to lead and guide and direct us. Glory to God. Now, our freedom lies in being led by the Spirit of God. The Word of God tells us plainly that if we walk in the Spirit, we'll not fulfill, look, the lust, the appetites, amen, the dictates of the flesh. Flesh brings us into bondage. It robs us of our liberty. And guess what? It stops the move of God in our life. And every time we adhere, amen, to flesh, and we adhere, amen, to, again, the lower nature, amen, we're giving in to the enemy. And it's robbing us of our power source, the current from the Holy Ghost, amen, that we need every day of our lives. We need God. We cannot make it, amen, without the Lord. There is just no way we cannot survive, amen, without God. Praise the Lord. Now, the Holy Spirit is our power source. So the more, amen, that we rely upon Him, the more He will control, lead, and guide us. Our lives with the Lord should always be in a forward motion. Amen. If we're walking backwards, amen, in our walk with God, there's something bad wrong. Amen. If we're walking, amen, you cannot, even in the natural, beloved, you cannot. There's no way that you can walk backwards, amen, with your eyes open and function and have any type of a life. You cannot. You won't even be in balance. You're unsure. Even in the natural, we never walk backwards. We always walk forward. And that's the way it has to be. It should be, amen, with the Lord. We should always, amen, keep our eyes on God, keep our eyes on the prize, amen, and mind God in everything that He tells us to do. Glory to God. Now, if you find yourself going backwards, something is wrong, basically. Amen. If you find that, amen, your relationship with God is hindered, is stalled, there's something wrong. Amen. And that's the time that we go before the Lord. That is the time that we petition Him. Amen. We should petition the Lord and inquire of Him and ask Him, Lord, what's going on? You know, I don't feel right. I'm not praying right. And we even know, you can even tell a difference, beloved, when your prayer life wanes in any way. You know, I know a difference. If I don't pray, if I don't get in there with God and spend time with the Lord, amen, my spirit immediately is affected. And if you don't feed your spirit like you feed the natural, you're going to starve. And we cannot afford in this hour to starve our spirit. We must keep our relationship fresh with the Lord. We must. It is a must. Amen. And the only way we do that is by consistently, amen, talking to God, amen, fellowshipping with Him every day of the world. Glory to God. Getting in the Word. Amen. Studying the Word of God. Praise God. Okay. Now, another point again, if you find yourself, like I said before, going backward, there's something wrong, amen. We don't walk backward, again, in the natural. So basically, to wrap all that up, we shouldn't do it in the spiritual. Progression comes as we move forward, amen. You grow, you learn as you move forward. It may be one step at a time. It may be, you know, two or three steps at a time. But progression happens as we move forward. We get experience, we learn, we grow as we walk and as we move in God. So we must learn to keep our eyes on the Lord, amen, and press forward. Amen. Paul said that he pressed toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Now, the word walk basically means to make one's ways progress, to make due use of opportunities. Every opportunity that we have to grow in God, we should make use of it. Amen. We should make it a point, glory to God, to move forward in God. Amen. To grow, to learn, to experience, amen, what it means even to be a Christian. It takes tenacity. It takes pressing. It takes, amen, perseverance to serve the Lord. But guess what? We can make it, because the Bible says we can do all things through Christ, because He causes, He gives us the strength. And the Lord is the one that gives us triumph, that causes us to triumph in Him. Amen. Now, when we walk, according to the Hebrew term and definitions, It means to live. It means to regulate one's life. It means to conduct oneself. Amen. And we have to, as we walk in the Lord, we learn how to conduct ourselves in the gospel, in the things of God, in the work of God. Amen. The word walk also has to do with our conduct, our way of life, our conversation, our manner of life, our behavior, our character, how we live on a day-to-day basis, how people view us, amen, what they see when they view us, our conduct, amen, on our jobs and in our homes and how we treat our loved ones and how we walk in the love of God. Beloved, if we can't love our family, our husband, our wife, your wife or your husband, your children properly, amen. Ministry charity starts at home. Amen. You can't tell anyone else how to live if you're, you know, biting your husband's head off and, you know, kicking the dog and the cat and, you know, and our conduct, amen, has to measure up. This is all part of walking in the Spirit when the flesh wants to rise up and get angry, but the Holy Spirit will say, be quiet. Amen. Then you have to take a back seat, it may seem. But you let God handle the situation. You don't handle it. Because when we take things in our own hands, beloved, guess what? We make a mess. Amen. So we have to be very, very careful. And know this, beloved, people are watching us. Amen. They're watching everything we do. Glory to God, things that we say, how we react, even your facial expressions. Some people can read us like a book. Amen. But we got to learn, amen, to hide ourselves behind the cross. Amen. When they see you, they ought to see Jesus. When they see me, they ought to see Jesus. All right. When we walk in the Spirit, we will not bring to pass the lust again, the cravings, the longings, the dictates, or that which is forbidden of the flesh. Amen. Flesh stinks in the nostril of God. Amen. And no flesh is going to glory or tarry in the sight of the Lord. Amen. All flesh is being mortified and crucified. Paul said, put it to death. Mortify, crucify, amen, the dictates and appetites of the flesh. Glory to God, because that's what's getting us into trouble. It's being led by the flesh instead of the Spirit. People are doing all kinds of things, committing all kinds of sin, amen, in the body of Christ. The Lord said that this would be a year of judgment, and we're seeing the correction. We're seeing God having to expose things that are so hard and so grieving to see in the body. Amen. But the Lord is the one that is allowing it to come out, and it's coming out because it's sin and God is not pleased. But our job, beloved, listen, on the other side, our job is to pray. Our job is to pray for the body, is to pray for our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Amen. That they will get restored, that they'll get reconciled to God, that their souls will not be lost. Don't take a hammer and strike those. Amen, that even are in the media. Beloved, I want to encourage you, amen, to pray. Amen, this is an hour, amen, that we must seek the face of God. We must call out to God and cry out to him as we've never done it before. Amen, because if we do not, amen, you know, it could be us. Glory to God on tomorrow, and we want someone to pray. Amen, come on now. Nothing goes without prayer. Praise the Lord. So be careful, beloved, what you say. And, you know, yes, it's grieving. Yes, we don't condone any sin. We don't do any of that. But at the same time, the Bible says that we're to have compassion. With loving kindness have I drawn thee. So we still have to love. Amen. No matter what people do, we have to love them. We don't condone sin in any way, shape, form, or fashion. But we must be careful that we do not have a critical spirit. Amen. Glory to God. So we want to love. This is part of walking in the Spirit. Amen. The Bible says that we would know, we'll know one another by the fruit we bear. Where's the love? Where's the joy? Where's the peace? Where's the temperance? Where's the faith? Where's the meekness? Come on. Where's the self-control? Come on, somebody. Amen. So we want to be careful. Amen. This is all part of walking in the Spirit. The flesh is constantly dying. In the natural, your flesh every day is dying. Cells are dying. There's parts of us that are dying. Now, there are new cells being formed and all of that. But flesh dies. Flesh cannot contain long, cannot sustain very long. Amen. So we should not put no stock in this flesh because it's going to let you down. Come on. Glory to God. The flesh is constantly dying. So if we choose to live to please the flesh, we are dying and the Spirit in us is not producing fruit. Come on. You cannot produce fruit in the flesh. It won't work. The only way to produce healthy fruit is by walking in the Spirit, being led by God, being sensitive to Him. Amen. Amen. Being ready to help our brothers and our sisters. Come on. Amen. Being ready to pray. We ought to have a prayer attitude all the time. Amen. The Bible says pray on every occasion, in every circumstance. Amen. Without ceasing. Amen. So a prayer should be on our heart every day when people come to us with situations or this is going on, that's going on. Amen. And God give you a little window, say, you know, can I pray with you? Amen. It takes 2 seconds, 5 seconds. Amen. You don't have to pray a long prayer. That's sowing seed. Amen. That's giving someone hope. Amen. Keep a prayer attitude. Keep an attitude of prayer. Amen. When I see things on the news and this is a natural thing, but when I hear an ambulance go by, my mind will go to that ambulance. I don't know who's in there. I don't know what's happened, but often I will pray. I'll say, Father, touch them. Father, you know what's going on right now. Father, minister, God, touch them right now, Father God. You know, the Holy Ghost will quicken you to pray. We must have a prayer attitude. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing goes without prayer, and God hears our prayers. Amen. And you know, the more you talk to God, the closer you'll get with Him. Amen. Part of our producing fruit, healthy fruit, walking in the Spirit, if you will. Now, verse 17 says this, the flesh is subject to sin, basically. The Word of God says, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Now, the flesh, again, is subject to sin, and the Spirit is subject to life. So the Bible says we choose life and death. That's in our control. We make the choices every day how we're going to live. Amen. When it comes down to it, we make our decisions. Glory to God. Now you know the two don't mix. It's like oil and water. Amen. Oil and water don't mix. Flesh and spirit don't mix. That's an impure aroma to God. Amen. It's all flesh or all spirit. Flesh don't go up to God either, but you definitely don't want to make a mess. Amen. And some of us, we're walking in the flesh and we're walking in the Spirit and we're trying to put the two together and it doesn't work. Come on now. All right. Flesh has to die in order for the Spirit of God to manifest in our lives. Amen. There is no other way around this, beloved. There's no other way around it. Amen. Your flesh has to die. My flesh has to die. Sometimes things that I may want, the desires and all of that, and when I begin to think and go to the Word and pray, the Lord said, do you really want to walk that way? Is that really going to be beneficial to you? Amen. And then I have to take inventory again and say, God, forgive me. That's not what you want. That's not what I want. Holy Spirit, cleanse me, deliver me, set me free. Amen. That's my prayer. Father, I want to be set free, and that should be our prayer. Constantly submitting, surrendering to the will of the Lord every day of our lives, beloved. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen, God must have complete control of our lives. He must be Lord. There's we can't serve two masters and function properly in the kingdom of God. We're either going to serve God or we're going to serve flesh, man, the devil, or our own, amen. Self, as I said, amen. Now, the flesh and spirit are set against each other. Amen. The flesh is continually, amen, wants to be in control. It is an enemy to the Spirit of God. It is the carnal nature that is untamed because it seeks to please the outer realm. It is subject, amen, to the Adamic nature, flesh is. So to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That's in Romans 8 and 6. So in other words, the flesh and spirit, again, is contrary one to another. And the word contrary simply means to be set over or against. It's opposite. So they oppose one another. They withstand. They're on opposite sides. Amen. And they're not going to cross and combine and fight one with the other. Or, you know, the flesh will always be against the spirit and the spirit will always be against the flesh. Amen. So basically, this leaves us with a choice to obey the Spirit of God or to obey flesh. Life and peace again, is in the spirit, while death lies in the flesh. Amen. And when I, you know, when the Lord, I was studying this, I just really keyed out to me, Father, I want life. I want peace. And that comes when we walk in the spirit. And finally, verse 18, it says, but if ye be led of the spirit, ye are not under the law. And to be led simply means to allow oneself to be directed or guided without any input from the flesh or self. That's what it means to be led. You're allowing yourself to be fully led by God. You're surrendering and submitting to the complete, perfect will of God. Now, it's God's desire to lead us and guide us and to direct us in our daily lives so that his complete will can be made manifest in us. Okay? So each time we get off the path, we veer off of the spirit, we slow our progress. Amen. The current slows down. Everything stops. It's just like a well-oiled engine. But if you quit stoking that engine and you quit putting fire in that engine, after a while it's gonna cool off. And that's what happens every time we let off of God. We don't go into our prayer closet. We're not staying in the presence of God. Our life source gets drained. Amen. And we have to make sure that we keep that engine going. Amen. The Holy Spirit alive in us, moving, active every day. It's active. He's active in the night when you wake up. Amen. If the Lord lays someone on your heart, get up and pray. Amen. Get up and spend a few minutes with the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. It doesn't take God long to move. If he wants you to stay there 2 or 3 hours or 5 minutes, the thing is that we get obedient. Amen. And we're sensitive to God. Thank you, Lord. So we know we cannot, amen, afford to miss out, amen, on our growth. Amen. We lose valuable ground, amen, when we slack off. Amen. In some cases, the ground is never regained. So we cannot afford to lose ground. Don't give the enemy no ground. Amen. We have to take it back. Amen. We have to go in there and proclaim liberty. Glory to God. And keep it. So I encourage you, beloved, to choose life so that you will live, so that you will live out your destiny and fully complete the will of God in your life. Don't miss your season by obeying the dictates of your flesh. Remember, flesh does not please God, beloved. It doesn't. No way, no how. It's temporary. Those feelings and those things that you do, they're temporary. It's not going to last. There's no reward in it. So by walking or being led by the Spirit, we will reap lasting results and a lasting reward. Amen. We must choose to walk in the Spirit so that we do not, amen, obey the dictates, appetites of the flesh. This is what it really means, amen, to be spirit-led, letting God be God. Basically, when it boils down to it, we're letting God be God in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. I want to pray with you. Father, I thank you for your word today. I thank you for your people. And Father, I ask that you begin a new work in us. That, Father, we will become more sensitive to your spirit, that we will allow you to lead us and guide us, that, Father, our attitude will not dictate how we move and how we live and our behaviors, but, Father, our attitude will be surrendered to you. Father God, some today are going through great trial, great storms. Some are sick, Father God, in body. Some just don't know what to do, don't know where to go, don't know who to turn to. But, Father, we know that there is hope in you. So I'm asking you today, Father, to minister to everyone that would listen to this broadcast, Father God. We ask, Father, that you encourage your people, that you would strengthen us today. And, Father God, give us to know that we must walk in the Spirit. Teach us how to be led by your Spirit. Teach us how to walk in you. Teach us how to press in, that we grow, that we get a greater hunger and a thirst. Keep us, God, with that vibrancy, that holy desire for more of you in us, Father, and I thank you. Now, Lord, meet every need. seen and unseen, known and unknown, Father God. Lord, meet every need. Those prayer requests that even have come to us, those that are sick, Father God, we want you to touch and heal and minister, set free by the power of the living God. Lord, and we thank you. We thank you for this avenue, the time that we can share in the word of God. Now, Lord, bless and keep us in the center of your will, Father God. And we thank you now. We praise you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I pray that this broadcast has been a blessing to you. You have been listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Amen. Women of Power Ministries is a ministry that encourages women to embrace the call of God on their lives. Amen. And we thank God for all that he's doing for the ministry and what he's doing. And we're looking forward to 2008. Amen. We're preparing already for our conference that will take place in May, the third weekend in May 2008. And we're excited about what God is doing, and we'll be giving more details about the conference a little bit later. But we invite you to visit us on our website. Our website is www.wopministries.org. You can leave prayer requests. You can leave a comment. Amen. And we do have messages and devotionals and different things on there to enrich you and to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. We invite you, if you'd like to join our emailing list, you can do so. Just go to the website. There's a link there. Amen. We just want to hear from you. And amen. If this broadcast is being a blessing, we encourage you to drop us an email. You may also email us at Deborah@WOPministries.org. Or you may write us a letter if you would like to do that. You can send letters, comments to Women of Power Ministries, P.O. Box 7192, Lawton, Oklahoma, 73506. Amen. We look forward to hearing from you. Amen. If you'd like to leave us a live prayer request, you can call us. There's a number, 580-355-2570. Or 580-353-4610. That's our church number. Amen. We do have a voicemail. You may leave us a voicemail prayer request. Amen. We will call you back. We'll get back with you. We just want to encourage you today. Amen. Know that God loves you, beloved, and we love you. We're praying for you, and we thank you for listening to our broadcast. Amen. And on our next broadcast, we will get back into our end time study. We've had a wonderful time going through. It's been slower than what I had anticipated, but praise the Lord. We thank God anyway. We're going to continue on. And so, Lord, say the same on our next broadcast. We will pick up, amen, back in the book of Revelation. It is an exciting book, and I encourage you to read and study and allow the Lord to minister, amen, from his word to you. Amen. God loves you, beloved. We love you. We're praying for you. Amen. Want you to be blessed and know, amen, that God loves you. Glory to God now. Until our next broadcast, we want you to continue to look up. Amen. Know where your hope is. Your hope is in Jesus. And remember, to walk in the Spirit, you'll not fulfill the lust that it takes, appetites of the flesh. Be led by God today. Be sensitive to him. I encourage you, spend a little time with the Lord. Amen. And let him speak to you. Let him tell you. Amen. Take the time out, beloved, to allow the Lord to tell you exactly what he wants you to do. And then watch God move when you obey. Amen. When we walk in obedience, amen, to the word of God, amen, we'll see the blessing of God. Amen. The blessing of the Lord, amen, maketh rich. It does not add any sorrow. Glory to God. And it's better to obey than sacrifice. So in these final moments, I just wanted to encourage you, amen, be led by the Spirit of the Lord. Allow God, amen, to be God in you, amen, and be all in you that he wants to be. Beloved, believe me, you will see the glory of God. I see my time is gone for today. Until our next broadcast, I want you to be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you.